Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My name is Cynthia Pooler, and I'm talking to two people at the Irish Heritage Museum on Broadway in Albany. And I'm talking to Chester McGivern and Brian. What's your last name, Brian? I'm sorry.
The last name is Mahoney.
Okay, Mahoney. And they're going to be talking about all of the wonderful and fun things that are going on at the Irish Heritage Museum this summer. And you talked to me yesterday about the horse and carriage in Albany. That sounds exciting. So tell us everything that's going on.
Yeah, this was actually a program that we've been playing with for a little while. It's an idea to try to get people back to downtown Albany and show them all the great things that downtown has to offer. And we noticed that this had been missing for a couple years now. So Chastity came up with this idea and partnered with Clay Haven Carriage. And we're offering historic tours through downtown Albany, checking out all the great architectural features, telling some of the fantastic stories, really delving into the past about downtown Albany, and, you know, adding a little Irish flair here and there.
That sounds exciting. So what gave you the idea to do this?
Actually, it was in thinking that we needed to bring more people downtown and into the heritage quarter of what the city has to offer.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And who doesn't want to be on a trolley driven by horse-drawn carriages?
The big idea is to try to make downtown more than just a commuter city. We really wanted people to show that there is a ton of things happening here, and it is really a living, breathing city, just like the museum's kind of a living, breathing organization that's constantly doing different things and constantly evolving.
Right. Now, that's a good point. Why don't you tell the listening audience a little about the Irish Heritage Museum and what you have to offer not only the people of Albany, but visitors inside Albany, visitors who come to Albany.
Yeah, so we're a small organization. We were actually founded in 1986, and we were located down in East Durham up until about 5 years ago. And the board decided to move to downtown Albany for a multitude of different reasons. One was to increase foot traffic, but two, to really have a home in New York's capital city. And we're a small bricks and mortar facility, but we're constantly busy. We deal with school groups. We hold plays, lectures, movie screenings, concerts, storytelling. If it has something to do with Irish heritage or culture, we do it. Now, the great thing is we may be a small bricks and mortar facility, but our reach is national and international. Our exhibits travel all over the country. We're the only museum of our kind to ever be displayed at the National Library over in Dublin. So we're constantly working with different colleges, universities, heritage groups, really getting our message out there. And the best thing is you don't have to be Irish to enjoy what we do here. Our museum is all about the immigrant story, and the Irish story is very similar to, you know, the Italian story, the Spanish story, the Middle Eastern story of today. You can find parallels everywhere with it.
So people know that Albany is Dutch heritage, but how far back do the Irish go in settling in Albany?
Oh, you can find traces of the Irish back until the 1600s. But
really?
Obviously a lot of people didn't start noticing them, I would say probably about to the mid-1800s, especially after the Great Famine, which caused a huge upswing in immigration to the United States. And by that time, Albany really, really started gaining its Irish population. And today, more than 15%, I think it's 15.7% of the people in the Greater Capital District area claim some sort of Irish heritage. It's actually the fourth largest Irish population in the country.
Is that right? Wow. Because not too many people know about your museum. So besides the horse and carriage, and I find this kind of like amusing because I know in New York City they're trying to do away with the horse and carriage. I know up in Saratoga during the racing season, they have horse and carriage. Do you think if this is successful, you will continue to do this on an annual basis?
That's what we're hoping, yep, to be able to continue doing it every summer. This is our first summer doing it, so getting the word out there by being on your radio show and in some newspaper print and getting people down here to get a taste of what we're doing will help us spread the word and get more people to come out and enjoy it.
And the idea is, you know, we'll start off with this basic tour that we're doing, but there's always room for a special event, and we've talked about kind of expanding it, covering all the other cultural and heritage tour types, you know, whether it's a fall tour in September or October or something along that lines. First is kind of working all the kinks out and figuring out where we're at. We've really expanded the tour here. I mean, it goes up to the Executive Mansion, around the state capitol, hit some great points in downtown. It should be a great tour, and it should be a great addition to downtown Albany and add a little excitement.
Now, this is going out basically to people who have liked my Focus on Albany Facebook page and other people. And now, will you be able to send the link out so that people all over the country or people who want to come to Albany for a vacation this summer will be able to hear this?
Oh, absolutely. Now, we do have there's links off of our Facebook page as well as our web page, which is www.irish-us.org, where we're constantly updating everything on that page. And we're also cross-promoting this with the Downtown Bid as well as the Albany Convention Center Bureau.
So besides the historic tour, what else will you guys be doing this summer?
One neat thing that we're trying this summer, we're doing an open call for artists. We're looking for scenes from Ireland. The museum seeks submissions of paintings and drawings of scenes from Ireland. We're going to be opening up an exhibit in September for both amateur and professional artists to allow them to have a chance to exhibit their artwork. You know, an exhibit on Irish paintings hasn't been done in the area before, so this would be a fantastic thing to do. And this really piggybacks off of some of the successful exhibits we've had in the past. Last year, we did an exhibit on a man by the name of Michael Augustine Power O'Malley. It was the first time ever. He was a late 20th century artist. First time ever 50 of his paintings have been displayed in one place. So we're really focusing on our presentation of the arts here at the museum. And further, we're also doing a summer book club at the museum, James Plunkett's Strumpet City. Fantastic novel on the city of Dublin, and there's going to be an interactive component on our website where people can answer reading questions. This is all being led by the professor of Irish and English Lit at Albany College of Pharmacy, Dr. Margaret Lash Carroll, just an expert in Irish Lit. So it's a fun interactive component that we have on our website. And further, we're continuing our whole celebration or commemoration of 1916 in Ireland, which was really the beginning of the Irish independence movement. And if you go onto our website, you'll see a bunch of local stories related to this. We've done a whole series called 16 on 16, which is 16 local families presenting their family stories in direct relation to the Irish independence movement. And we're also covering how this fight for freedom was covered in Albany, New York. And again, this can all be found on irish-us.org.
That's interesting. Now, the 15 families, the number of families, they're all from New York and from Albany, and they just passed down the stories from generation to generation?
Yeah, a lot of the families, or a lot of the people that we're talking to are first or second generation Irish-Americans. Their families had some sort of role in the Irish fight for independence between 1916 and 1923. So whether it was the initial Irish Easter Rising in 1916, all the way through the Irish Civil War. These stories have been passed on from, you know, father to son, mother to daughter. So we really get this kind of first-person look into what was going on in Ireland at the time. And it's really uncovered some great photos as well as other documents. That's really adding to the museum's collection and really allowing us to grab this personal connection to 1916.
So you've been in Albany for how many years now? Five?
Yeah, we've been here for about 5 years now, and in that time we've seen a huge increase in attendance for programs and exhibits. We've seen an increase in membership, and we've increased the amount of professional exhibits and public programming and educational programming that we hold here at the museum. I feel that almost every single week we have something going on, and it's never the same type of program. It could be a very scholarly historic lecture, and the next night it could be, you know, a family-friendly storytelling hour type thing. We do a great series called Shaunakee Eves with some of the top storytellers from all over the Northeast.
Wow. So when you decided to move into Albany, what was your mission at that point? What was your mission statement that your museum wanted to share with Albany?
The big thing that the museum was running into down in East Durham was that they had an educational mission, but they were closed during the school year. So it was really hard for the museum to fulfill its educational mission if they didn't really have students coming through. That, and they were seeing a huge decrease in attendance. So the idea of bringing the museum to Albany was, one, to increase the amount of programming that we were able to offer to the community. Two, it allowed us a permanent facility to have year-round programming and exhibits. And three, it just proved to be a great home for the museum, state-of-the-art facility. We do tons of interactive things. And just having a home in downtown Albany makes it much easier to operate. We do a lot of work directly with the American Irish Legislators Society, who helped found this museum in 1986, and a lot of them still have a direct connection to the museum. And want to see it succeed.
When people come into Albany, you know, like, for instance, during the months of January to June, when the legislature is in session, do a lot of people who come to visit the Capitol or do business in the Capitol know about your museum?
We're expanding that every day. If we can get a couple more people to know about the museum every single day, we feel we're doing our job. What we've noticed is that the museum used to just be busy in the month of March, which isn't surprising. That month of March has now expanded really from about January through June. We're chock full of programs, and our attendance and visitation has seen huge increases during that time. Further, we're expanding that in the fall now, September, October, November, December. We're also seeing huge increases. So people are getting – the word's getting out there. We're still kind of one of those hidden gems, but the word's getting out there.
Now, you're not on State Street, but you're on Broadway, and it's a little – would you say it was a little off the beaten track, or do you think it's kind of like – you know, accessible to everybody, but it's not like, you know, people could say, oh, here's the museum. What do you say about your location on Broadway?
Yeah, I think we're actually in a prime spot right here. It's one of the first things people see coming off of 787. And the museum's really dedicated to seeing this rebirth of downtown Albany. So we like being a part of that. Like I said, we do a lot of work with the downtown bid. There's more and more people moving to downtown. And it's not a hard place to find. Literally, we're around the corner from State Street. So if you go down the hill, take a right, we're right there, right across from the SUNY Admin Building. And we're seeing a lot of great restaurants pop up around us. A lot of great apartments. But there's a slow rebirth happening here in Albany, and it's fun to be a part of it.
Now, if somebody wants to find out about the historic horse and buggy ride that you're doing, how could they find out and
actually
sign up for it?
We have an Eventbrite page that you can go to under eventbrite.com. You can also go on to the museum's Facebook page, or you can give us a call here at 518-427-1916.
So what's the Facebook page? What's the name of your page?
Irish American Heritage Museum.
Okay, great. So, and the rides will be going from when to when?
It will be going every Saturday, weather permitting, as long as we're not having big thunderstorms, up through August 13th. There will be an 11 o'clock and a 1 o'clock.
Okay. So, as you guys plan different events, you're welcome to participate back on Focus on Albany to talk about what you guys are planning. Would you be interested in coming back?
Always. I mean, always think about us around the March time. We do a ton of work with the Albany St. Patrick's Day Parade. Last year, we did the first ever family festival that day and had thousands of people come through to enjoy the actual Irish culture and heritage that Irish Americans really know about, trying to make it much more than a stereotypical drunken festival that a lot of people initially associated with that day. And I really have to give credit to the mayor's office and the parade committee for all the work they've done to really clean up the Albany St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. So, you know, before the parade, I think I'd like you back on Focus on Albany to talk about what you are doing to further enhance the parade. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Absolutely. We can definitely do that.
Thank you. So, again, give your website, give your Facebook page, and give your number. So, and people who are out there who want to learn more about your museum, they can contact you.
Yep. So our website is irish-us.org. And our Facebook page is actually linked right to that, too. It's just under the Irish American Heritage Museum. And our number here at the museum is 518-427-1916. Again, recognizing that 100th anniversary of 1916, Ireland's fight for freedom. And we're located right down to 370 Broadway, where we're constantly changing out our exhibit. Currently, there's two great exhibits up, one focusing on the artwork of Greg Montgomery and his 30 years of Travers artwork up in Saratoga. And the second one's all on the women's influence and role in Ireland's fight for freedom. It's called Walking with Ireland into the Sun. So those will all be up through the summer.
Wow. So as you change your schedule, you can come back on and talk about it. Thank you so much. You've been talking to, you've been listening to Chesley McGivern and I'm sorry.
And Ryan Mahoney.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. And this is
That's
Focus
all right.
on Albany. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download Focus on Albany on your smartphone. And if you like, if you have a comment, you can go to Twitter. Hashtag Focus on Albany and share your thoughts. Thank you so much, guys, and good luck.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.